The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Oh, bring out the hot dogs and the bud and the popcorn. It is Super Bowl Sunday, Harley.
That's right. It's time for chili and beer, burgers and all of those things. It'll be a lot of fun today. We've got the New England Patriots versus the Atlanta Falcons. The Patriots are the winningest franchise around. They're headed for... Well, Tom Brady could wind up with his fifth Super Bowl victory.
Yeah.
This will be, I think, seven for him, nine for the team, and that's a tremendous number. I mean, the argument is that he may be the best quarterback of all time. There's a debate over that. Maybe Joe Montana was just as good. And then, you know, but Brady is, you know, his record is unbelievable. The Atlanta Falcons have been the winningest team this year during the regular season. Matt Ryan at the helm. They look like a young Patriots team. Here's what I think is interesting about both teams. They both are professionals. In other words, they don't have a team full of superstars, except for the quarterbacks, maybe Julio Jones, big receiver for Atlanta. But they show up. They don't have any showboats. They don't have any outlandish characters. They show up well-prepared, ready to play, and they perform at a very high level. They are athletes in the best senses of the word. And so we expect it to be a great contest. It'll start in a little while.
Bring it on. And then you've got the halftime entertainment, which is a story in itself, and so too the advertising. Now, Donald Trump and the immigration ban, back in court tomorrow.
Yes, because the Ninth Circuit, the U.S. Court of Appeals, that's the most liberal appeals court in the country statistically, has denied the administration's request to set aside a Seattle judge's ruling that his ban on refugees, on immigrants from seven countries should be set aside. And so the administration says they'll certainly win this thing and may have to go to the Supreme Court to do it. The Supreme Court is likely to take it up in a fairly accelerated basis. The Trump order applies to Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. Now, those are countries long labeled as leading threats to export terrorism. ISIS has pledged that it will infiltrate refugees coming into this country. And the big problem, of course, is it's almost impossible in many cases to vet some of these people who are coming in. You just really don't know who they are. On the other hand, Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, said he's the chief executive. The president's not a dictator. The White House says, wait a minute, as Barack Obama demonstrated, Congress has given complete discretion to impose conditions on the entry of foreigners. And so, therefore, the president has the right to shut down immigration temporarily from seven terrorist threat countries. And so, you know, we'll see where that goes, but it's probably going to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. And a flight attendant saves a human smuggling victim.
This is a wonderful story. And I think what we're seeing, too, flight attendants are becoming one of the heroes in this kind of thing. Sheila Frederick is her name. This is a flight attendant for Alaska Airlines. She said she knew instinctively something had to be wrong. She saw this 14 or 15-year-old blonde-haired girl. She said she looked like she'd been through hell. She was with this dramatically older man, very well-dressed. She tried to engage them in conversation. The man was defensive. So she left a note in one of the bathrooms just before the girl went into one of them. And the girl wrote back on the note, "I need some help." So she told the pilot. When they landed, the police were waiting. And it turned out this little girl was being taken into the hell of sexual slavery and did not figure there was any way out. Once that plane landed, she would have disappeared into the woodwork of that criminal enterprise. And so she's saved because of one flight attendant. Now, what we're learning is that flight attendants are now going through courses to teach them what to look for among passengers on the planes.
So good that she just acted on a hunch. That was all that it was.
Yes, she did. That's right. Well, the police would have the right to stop them and ask them questions.
Yeah.
And of course they did.
Well done. Fantastic story. Thank you, Harley.
Thank you.
All right. Harley Carnes.